What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Ready to See podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I want to speak to you about WrestleMania 40. This could potentially be the biggest main event yet. This is going to be a really huge event because this is a rematch between Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns. Last year in WrestleMania 39, they had their match. And since Cody Rhodes actually won the Royal Rumble twice already, I do believe that he could potentially beat Roman Reigns this time. The last person to actually do that, to like win two Royal Rumbles in a row, was Stone Cold Steve Austin. At first, I thought that CM Punk was going to win the Royal Rumble, but I think it was a good idea for Cody Rhodes to win because you guys know CM Punk actually did get injured, and that is why he wasn't able to go up against Drew McIntyre anymore. So yeah, Cody Rhodes won the 2023 and 2024 Royal Rumble. And now he's going to get a second shot against Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has been dominant for, I believe, almost 4 years already. And nobody couldn't stop him. Last year, I knew it. Like, I had this feeling that he was going to lose against Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. Because, man, they mentioned that he was already going to be close to having 1,000 days of actually being the champion. So, I knew it, man. I knew it that Cody Rhodes wasn't going to win that fight. So, that's why he lost. And hopefully this one, man. This is the one. This is the last chance he has against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. To be honest, like, the promos they've been doing lately for them, they haven't really been good. Because since The Rock is in the mix now, it seems like Cody Rhodes has been just having promos against The Rock and not Roman Reigns. This past Friday on SmackDown, they actually got Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes together so they could actually make their own promos against each other. That was probably like the only thing we have seen from them actually promoting the fight at WrestleMania 40. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it actually goes. And the women's match as well, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I think that's going to be a great match as well. I wish they actually included Liv Morgan as a triple threat match, but they're not going with that. This could be the biggest women's match, like, ever. Rhea Ripley has been very dominant this whole year. And Becky Lynch, I gotta say, she's basically one of the biggest women's wrestlers in the WWE. Right next to, I believe, Charlotte Flair. So, yeah, it couldn't get bigger than that. So, that's why they chose Becky Lynch to actually win the Elimination Chamber. And she's going up against Rhea Ripley in WrestleMania 40. Drew McIntyre won the Elimination Chamber, and now he has the title match against Seth Rollins. This is going to be, hopefully, a good match. I want Drew McIntyre to actually win the match, but we actually beat him. I'm hoping this is Drew McIntyre's moment to finally actually get a win in front of the live audience. The first time when he won the champion, it was during the pandemic, and around this time there wasn't people like actually live because they had to shut down everything down, and there were actually people joining in live to see the wrestlers during the pandemic time. So yeah, it will be awesome, man, to actually see that finally. I remember, man, when he won the 2020 Royal Rumble, when he took out Brock Lesnar. Damn, man, that was such an epic moment. I freaking knew it, man. I freaking knew that Drew McIntyre was going to be the guy to actually take down Brock Lesnar. Like, at first, Brock Lesnar seemed like he was going to win because he was taking every single person out just like that. And nobody couldn't stop him. And then there were just like a few wrestlers that just came in. And Drew McIntyre, that's when he came in and finally he took out Brock Lesnar. And then they had their match together at WrestleMania. And that's when Drew McIntyre became the champion. He defeated Brock Lesnar, man. Brock Lesnar out of all people. So that's pretty epic. And also, he is the last person that has actually pinned Cody Rhodes. He's in a good state, man. He's in a very great state. And hopefully he'll be the one to actually take down Roman Reigns and become the World Heavyweight Champion. That'll be epic, man. Can't wait to see it. And now, switching gears, guys. I just want to say that this past week, it was my birthday. Yeah, it was on March 20. Yep. I turned 27 years old, and yep, I'm now in my late 20s. I got presents from people close to me, and we had a good time. They brought me a cake. It was a good time, man. And I also actually got a microphone, a new microphone as well. So maybe like in the future, maybe I can actually do interviews with people. We'll see, man. But yeah, man, hopefully in the future, I will do interviews with people. Now, let's just speak about this fight between Rolly Romero against Isaac Cruz. This is not the main event for the next boxing event, but this is going to be the coming event, and it's going to be the fight that I'm looking forward to. This has never happened before, to be honest. I never really look forward to the coming event, but this time I am. I want to see if actually Isaac Cruz can beat Rolly Romero. And if Rolly Romero actually defeats Isaac Cruz, damn, that will really suck for Isaac Cruz. But I think he got this, man. Isaac Cruz, he got this on the back. Rolly Romero, on his last fight, he did not look so good. Because this guy was an older gentleman, and he was kicking his ass the whole time. And you guys know what happened? They freaking gave the match to Rolly Romero because supposedly it seemed like he was struggling. Like the other guy that Rolly Romero was fighting, he seemed like he was struggling, but he really wasn't. And so they just stopped the match immediately because Rolly Romero was this close of getting KO'd and they didn't want him to get KO'd. And so they gave him the match. Everybody knows this. But yeah, that really does suck for that guy. But after that fight, him, I really don't remember his name, but I just know that he became champion on his next fight. He KO'd the guy that he fought in the very first round. So he's pretty good, man. As a 40-year-old man, that's pretty good. He became champion on that division. So that's awesome for him. And for Isaac Cruz, his last fight, he seemed like he was struggling a little bit against this other guy that he fought. But because he was an undefeated guy, and well, it was kind of a hard fight. Like, they were going at it. And it seemed like Isaac Cruz actually got the better shots at him. And that's why he won the fight. I don't think by unanimous decision. I think it was a split decision. But yeah, he won that fight. and he earned his opportunity to fight Rolly Romero. And it's crazy that Rolly actually is taking this fight. This is a very dangerous fight for him because Isaac Cruz, he is no joke. He is the pit bull. He goes after you and he won't stop until he gets the KO'd. Yeah, if you see his fights, that dude is crazy. Even Mike Tyson, I think he compared him to himself when he was young. So that's pretty cool. Or maybe other people that compare him to Mike Tyson. He's good, man. He's pretty good. I am going for Isaac Cruz for the win on that fight. I'm guessing it could potentially be in the later rounds, around round 9 or so, or round 8. That's where I'm thinking that he probably is going to get the KO'd against Rolly Romero, Isaac Cruz. Hopefully he wins, man. That'll be insane if he actually loses against Rolly. Let's see how Rolly has actually become. Has he actually gotten any better than his last fight? Or has he gotten worse? We will find out. I think the fight is actually next week. For you guys, it's going to be this week because I usually post my podcast on Tuesdays and I record them on Saturdays. So yeah, we'll see how it actually goes, man. I am excited for that one. And last but not least, I want to talk to you about the documentary that just came out called Quiet on Set. You guys might have heard about it already. And it's about this man. His name is Dan Snyder. He's supposedly the creator of popular TV shows that you might have grown up watching, like Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, iCarly, Victorious, and Sam and Cat. There's a lot of crazy things that have happened behind the scenes. Like supposedly this guy, he made people do massages while they were recording behind the scenes. He like just started yelling out of nowhere to people, and he was just being rude to people as well. Just crazy stuff. And also the episodes as well. Like, he gave ideas to the actual writers of what's actually what the episode was going to be about for the shows. And some scenes, you probably, if you see them as an adult now, you think that this is weird. Why was this ever created? It was just so really messed up, dude. Not only that, there was also pedophiles working behind the scenes as well. Oh, man. I grew up watching Drake and Josh, right? And like, in this series, Drake Bell, he came out saying that he was sexually assaulted by some guy, man. His dad, his father, he knew that this guy, he was bad news. Supposedly, Drake, he was already like 13 or 14. He made the decision that he didn't want his father to be around him anymore. And so his father took his word, but like he knew something was up, man. He knew something was up with this guy named Peck. I think his first name was Brian, but dude, it was crazy. He never really shared this information, and he has been holding that information for over 24 years, 24 to 25 years, and he never really told anybody about that. It's crazy, dude. And when you find out about this, if you did watch Drake and Josh, you probably might have been even more sad or maybe more angry with this. I was surprised, man. I was so surprised to find out this has happened to one of the first few like actors I've grew up watching, like, and just seeing them on screen. Dragon Josh was one of the few shows I actually liked watching growing up. Like, I remember there was a time when I had DirecTV and Dragon Josh, It came out on Nickelodeon a lot. This was a hit show, a really good show, and it was just insane that all of this, it happened way before Drake and Josh actually started. That's the crazy part. And like just hearing what Drake Bell had to say, that he was afraid to actually go and tell somebody of what was going on, it really, really, we really was sad, man. Lots of people, well, there were kids back then. The kids, they didn't know any better. They just followed the script. But like, the creators for this, man, like some of the episodes that came out from these shows, if you see them now, they're just like, what is this, man? This wasn't supposed to be made. This was never should be have been signed, like, to the higher ups. Why would the higher ups actually go at this length and actually make something like this? And this is predominantly just for little kids to watch, not for adults, for little kids. It was just insane just watching that show, man. And it was sad. Really hope Drake actually is better now. And that what brings me to, again, like I mentioned last week, guys, when I talked to you about the John Cena situation and Cat Williams, this has been going on for a very long time. Hollywood, man. Hollywood is actually a very sinister place, I believe. Some things, they're very hidden, and if those things come out, not a lot of people are safe. It's just crazy, dude. It's crazy that there's a lot of secrets going on behind the scenes, and we're just barely finding out. This has been happening for some time, dude. And it's just not good. And yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.